Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. In this day and age, we hear all the time about people wondering why bad things happen to good people and why there's so much suffering in the world today. Chris, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, Mark. You know, suffering is common to all of us, and it has been really since the beginning of time. And sometimes we wonder, is God against me? Sometimes we hear teaching that God is whipping the daylights out of you behind the barn, those type of things we've heard when we were younger. But suffering really is common to man. And we have to think about, what is the suffering? Is it a physical suffering, or is it a relational suffering because there's problems between you and a loved one, or between you and a friend or a coworker? But it brings suffering, which when we're suffering, we have something on our minds constantly, and it's like it doesn't go away. And so how should we see this as a child of God, and how should we respond? Well, in one way, if a person has the spiritual gift of mercy, they'll come alongside of you while you're suffering, and they'll bring genuine comfort to you, and they're probably your best friend or your closest family member. But then there's another spiritual gift called exhortation. That person is more of an encourager who tries to help you see things through the eyes of God, and then try to help you find out, what should I do next? And so I want to encourage you today that if you're going through a tough time, if you're experiencing suffering, whether physical or relational, how should I look at this in the days ahead? And can I know that one day I'll come through this and I'll find the suffering cease? And so I want us to look at that today. If you think about suffering, the Apostle Paul was one who he suffered, but at the same time, Paul was one that he saw his suffering through the eyes of God. And so with that in mind, maybe we could talk, Mark, about why God allows it to begin with.
Yeah, it mentions in 2 Corinthians about the thorn in the flesh, and we think about that a lot of times when we think about, like you said, sometimes it's a physical, sometimes it's spiritual relationship-wise, but it also mentions in that same verse about his grace is sufficient for that.
Yeah, and you know, there's only one way Paul, the Apostle Paul, discovered the sufficient grace. He first had a problem that caused him to suffer. He had the thorn in the flesh, and we can't know exactly what it was because the Bible doesn't tell us, so, you know, we guess at it. What was it? You know, sometimes you can look at it at the opposition and persecution he experienced from the religious leaders of his time. They were against him, they hated him, and they tried to sabotage him. But then, because of the revelations that God was giving him on the mystery of godliness, he probably had a strong temptation of pride. And that reminds you of the first sin that came from Lucifer, where sin originated, where Lucifer said five times, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. And the Bible says pride was found in his heart. And so that's where sin started. And then God had to put him away from heaven. And a third of the angels were so influenced by him, they followed him away from God to earth. And that's where it began in humanity with the temptation.
And we all remember that we live in a fallen world, and we have to remember that that's a normal reaction to suffering, is to try and figure out other ways around it when we should really just be looking at God's grace.
Yes, we should be looking at it through the eyes of God. When it comes to physical suffering, you know, we have to remember sin came into the world when Adam and Eve was deceived by Satan. Adam was not deceived. Adam disobeyed God. So that's where sin originated. And when you read about when this took place and what Paul had to say about it in Romans 5:12, Paul said, therefore, just as through one man, talking about Adam, sin entered the world, and notice this, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. So therefore, the physical process of dying began at that point.
Right, from that moment on.
And sometimes physical suffering, we wonder, why would God do this to me? The truth is, my friend, everybody goes through this. And some really do go through a harder time than others. But all of us have to go through it because death came into the world.
Right, it's common to all men. We've talked a lot about suffering today, and let's talk about the verse that we've kind of referenced in 2 Corinthians. Chris, if you'd read that, let's talk a little bit about some of those verses.
Well, I love what Paul said. He said, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me, what he was struggling with, his suffering. And then he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now Paul makes a transition here, and either he's lying to us, but we know he's not because it's in the Word of God, and there's only truth in the Word of God. But Paul says this, therefore most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, he's either lying again, but he's not. He says, I take pleasure in the infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses. Why? For Christ's sake. And this is what he found. For when I am weak, that's when I'm strong. You say, so what was he saying there? He was realizing that when I'm at my weakest, I'm more dependent on God than ever before. And when I'm more dependent on God than ever before, the power of the Holy Spirit in me is no longer quenched and grieved. He's flowing through me unhindered because I'm totally dependent on Him. And it lifts my spirit. It affects my mind, my will, and my emotions. And the fruit of the Spirit begins to be free to flow through me, which is love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. And so he began to say, you know what? I'm enjoying what I'm going through because as I go through this, I feel more intimate with God than ever before.
And that just reminds you that when we all suffer, as we all do, that the Lord is with you through that, every bit of that. His grace is sufficient for that. And that weakness helps you realize that he's the one that's in control. And if you give over your life to him, have faith, trust in him, he will make these roads straight for you again.
Yes, and you know, Jesus told the disciples, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In another place he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Now, I've got a friend of mine, when I travel to Kenya, he always reminds me, Chris, you do know that Jesus said, and lo, I'll be with you always. And he said, but you're getting on a jet, so you're not going to be lo. So I'm really going to be praying for you.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.